We are the Rock of Boston, 104.1 WBCS.
All right. Hey, joining us now, some friends, ladies and gentlemen, here as Government Mule, under the name Government Mule. It's our friend Warren Haynes and Alan Woody. Let's see what microphones are on the air here. I think these here are for talking. So if you can come over here for a second, Warren and Alan, we can welcome you guys back to Boston. How
we're
are you?
Be here. Great. We're
thank
doing
you.
Great.
Thank you very much. It's we got everything plugged
what's that
in.
Sound, man.
Well, that, wow. That, that's cool.
That's Woody. You know, yeah. He just makes that kind of energy.
Excuse me. Is that Jill?
How are you, Mr. Alan Woody? How are you? Nice to see you. Saw you guys on the David Letterman show the other night. That looked like it was good fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Was he nice to you?
He was actually nice to us. I think he was a fan.
We threatened him.
Yeah. You sounded good. You looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt pretty good. Hard to get a song like that down to that short of time frame.
Matt, welcome. Matt's going to be drumming here with us. Matt, we know you from the Dickie Betts band, I think.
Right.
Yeah, nice tattoos. Thanks. Excellent. This is radio. I can't, you know, but excellent arms full of tattoos and color. Matt Apps, right? A-B, P.
A-B-T-S.
A-B-T-S. Yes, Apps. How you doing?
Good.
Good. All right. Well, this is great. Now, you guys have, the part of you that are the Allman Brothers had quite a summer with the, Horrid Tour, right?
Yeah.
That, amen.
That just ended? Is that?
Yeah, like last week, actually.
Right. So you had like a whole bunch of bands to play with every night. Was that weird for you guys who are usually so used to taking, as the Allman Brothers, taking as many hours as you want to play? To have to share the time with other bands.
Yeah, we actually had about an hour, actually.
We actually had to trim it down to 2.5 hours, which was a short set for us.
Listen, all that stuff humming. Isn't it great? That's the part we have plugged in.
The rock and roll sound.
Yeah. It's like, hey, everybody's doing unplugged. This is like, let's plug it in. And then I forgot we have to bring in all this stuff and snakes. You can't do it without a snake, you know.
That's
you
what
need,
they say.
Apparently you need a good snake. So now, Alan, are you doing, is this project going to be a recorded, legitimate record product?
Oh, yeah, it's mostly done now, actually. We have about 2/3 of it done. And I think we're going to go in and do like 3 more songs and then do some picking and choosing and hopefully put it out at the beginning of the year.
Can we turn that hum just down just a bit? Where's that coming from?
I kind of like it.
Bear with us, folks. Yeah, I know. It gives it that real kind of thing.
I brought my
thing.
Buzz with me.
Hey, it's great. So it'll be out eventually.
Yeah, early next year as well.
Yeah, hopefully January.
Now, you'd think with the Allman Brothers and all the things, I mean, you guys have had great success this year. It really has been a fabulous comeback for the Allman Brothers. I mean, it started here in Boston. Hey, here we go. We turned that down.
I lost my buzz.
Oh, man. You don't want to lose your buzz on a Friday. You started here early in the spring, was it, with the when the album first came out with the brothers. And then it's been a great year for you guys. You've been everywhere. And the songs, Where It All Begins, is a big hit. On Dickie's part, you think sort of like, hey, this could sound a little like Melissa or that kind of feel when you're in the studio? Does he tend to reprieve himself, you know, or retreat, you know, do the same thing again on a song?
We just kind of started jamming on it, and it kind of just took that Allman Brothers feel.
Yeah, it sounds great.
It's totally different when he brought it.
Yeah, I mean, everything when we bring it to the band, it ends up changing a lot, you know.
Goes to that democratic process.
Well, in the process of making it from a 4-minute song to a 20-minute song, you know, we can't play anything short as written. We have to stretch it out and jam it to death, you know.
Someone pointed out to me, and you know, it didn't even dawn on me that your name backwards, of course, is Woody Allen. And
we look a lot alike.
Yeah. Well, just.
I get stopped a lot on the street, actually.
Are you Woody Allen?
My mother did to me.
Matt, where are you from? Are you from down there in Georgia as well?
No, I'm an Army brat. I live in L.A. now.
Yeah.
I've been denying it ever since. So. Today is my boy's birthday, Jake Henry. He's 1 year old.
Hey, Jake. Hey. All right. Congratulations. Hey. Excellent. 1 year old.
And I'm not home.
Yeah, well. Out there on the road, making the cake money,
that's
you know.
Right.
Well, we really appreciate you coming by. I know you got a show tonight at the Paradise, which, by the way, is wide open. If you guys want to come out, people listening, it's the Paradise and Comm Ave. And I guess from what Carter Allen tells me, you're doing a couple of Allman Brothers songs. So it's no secret that you guys are in that band. It's sort of a sharing kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, we're doing a few songs like we're doing End of the Line that Woody and I.
Woody, you wrote that, right?
Yeah, Warren and I and Greg.
And, yeah.
And a friend of ours from Nashville, actually.
And we're doing, like, Gambler's Roll that I wrote for the band back for Seven Turns. We're doing a few things like that. And other than that, it's really mostly brand new material.
Yeah.
And there's some guy that keeps coming to the shows on the front row. I think it's the same guy that screams, "Dickie!" at every show. And this guy, now that Dickie's not around, he screams, "Freebird." So we're looking for him to be there tonight.
He's not here today at the studio. We've got security here, by the way. Well, what was the Woodstock thing? We were all there. It was muddy. It was weird. It was what did you feel from the stage? How did it look to you?
It was great. It was a sea of peeps.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah, it was. It was, Boobage.
Did you see our show that night?
Boobage and Doobage, yes. No, not back here. I was there.
You're still there.
Right? I was there in the muddiness of it all, enjoying it.
It was pretty crazy.
It was real crazy. It was a little scary, but it was real fun.
It could have been a lot worse. I think everybody proved that it could be done, you know?
Yeah, I think that you guys got a fabulous reception. There were a couple of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, I think. Some of the younger kids were sitting there going, "What the hell is this stuff?" You know, let's throw mud at them. You guys,
Since that Woodstock thing, though, Warren has this thing like when we're playing with a band, he beats himself in the head with a microphone uncontrollably.
Perfect. Yeah,
it's starting to kind of.
You didn't do any moshing, did you? You didn't pass any of the band members over your head, or you know?
No, we're working on that actually.
Let's get started. All right, we got John Riley from our production staff over there mixing, and we got Jim Rakey from our engineering staff holding the fuses together. And I'll just get out of the way, and we'll have. Matt Apps and Warren Haynes and Alan Woody as Government Mule live from the studio. And so give us a couple seconds to get the mix right here on WBCN. Whenever you're ready, guys.
You ready?
Yeah.